The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests and participants, and not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of the station. Welcome to KKRN Radio and Off the Shelf with Mary. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Mitchell. I'll be sharing some of my favorite old and new nonfiction books about philosophy, spiritual psychology, science, metaphysics, or business that might offer just the knowledge you've been looking for to enhance your life. Today we'll take a look at two books, Quantum Healing, Exploring the Frontiers of Mind-Body Medicine by Deepak Chopra, which was published in 1989, and Becoming Supernatural, How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which was published in 2017. So who is Deepak Chopra? He's an Indian-American medical doctor who's authored more than 50 books, translated in over 35 languages. His major focus is on the mind-body connection through his wellness radio series, his frequent appearances on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and his business that he co-founded called the Chopra Center for Well-Being. Chopra says that what he calls quantum healing cures any manner of ailments, including cancer, through effects that he claims are literally based on the same principles as quantum mechanics. Chopra explains that healing the body is an alive, complex, and holistic experience. The word holistic means looking at the whole person, not just their physical needs, but to also consider a person's mental, emotional, and social and spiritual well-being. He was trained as a doctor in India and also received training in transcendental meditation, where he was encouraged to step far beyond the physician's role as it was typically done at the time in the U.S. He has focused his work on going deeper into the body's inner intelligence to try to find out what motivates it. For decades, the medical field has known that much disease has a psychosomatic component, yet dealing with that component has been like trying to harness the wind. He wondered if there's in us a thinking body that responds to our mind's commands, and if so, where would it be and what would it be made of? He reached three conclusions. One, intelligence is present everywhere in our bodies. Number two, our inner intelligence is far superior to anything we try to substitute from the outside. And number three, intelligence is more important than the actual body, since without intelligence, the body would have no direction in how to best operate. The conclusion is that our body's innate intelligence is the know-how that makes the difference to adapt, change, and heal all on its own. Again, he believes that every living thing has this innate intelligence. A famous philosopher once said, "You can't step into the same river twice, because the river is constantly changed by the water rushing by." The same thing applies to our body. From the time we see our doctor until the next time, our body has changed in many ways. Why? Because it's constantly replacing itself. 98% of the atoms in our body were not there a year ago. Our skeleton was not there even 3 months ago. We have a new stomach lining every 4 days, and our skin is new each month. Now, that doesn't mean, ladies, that we get a new teenage skin every month. It's the skin cells replicate from the place where they are. In general, it's like we live in a budding a building whose parts are taken out and replaced periodically based on its inherent intelligence. When Chopra writes about the intelligence in our body, he means that part of us that's alive and has the know-how to constantly guide all of the changes going on. He reflects on a major study of 400 cases of spontaneous remission of cancer. The study found that all of the patients had only one thing in common. Every person had changed their attitude before the remission occurred. They found some way to become hopeful, courageous, and positive. The key seemed to be the positive attitudes that each person told their mind and body. Attitudes like, "My body is healthy and wise. Every cell in my body responds to my love. I am worthy of good health. My body knows how to heal itself. I allow the intelligence of my body to improve my health. Psychologist Abraham Maslow was a pioneer in studying the positive aspects of what he described as a peak experience. Those moments when we feel pure positive happiness, when all doubts, fears, inhibitions, and tensions are left behind. He found that a peak experience has a curative power that goes far beyond the length of an illness. Chopra calls it the mystery of the gap, that space between our active conscious intelligence and the silent intelligence within. Einstein experienced this and testified to moments when he felt free from his own identification with human limitation. He felt just one with life, the pure bliss of being alive. Now, my experience with the gap, or in my circle of friends, we often call it the veil. Those rare moments when we pierce the veil between the human body and our spirit or soul. I experienced it one morning years ago when I was eating granola at my kitchen table. All of a sudden, I was up in the corner of the ceiling watching myself. I was moving very, very slow because the body is heavy compared to spirit or soul, which vibrates at a much higher speed. The whole experience probably lasted no more than a minute, but it changed how I understood body and spirit. Before Einstein proposed the theory of relativity, scientists believed time, space, matter, and energy occupied separate components of reality. His theory of relativity explained the behavior of objects in time and space, and can be used to predict everything from the existence of black holes to how light bends due to gravity. Then Einstein proposed that there is one underlying energy field that exists as the background for time, space, matter, energy. Think of it, all of nature connected in one energy field. It's in his formula called the unified field theory. The conception that everything exists within one unified energy field goes back a long time. There's a Sanskrit term, an ancient language term, Aham Brahmasmi, that is found in holy scriptures called the Upanishads, written between the years 200 and 800 BC. It's used in the yoga philosophy to describe the unity of the self or soul with the absolute, God or infinite intelligence. It means I am part of everything beyond the confines of my physical body. We're not onlookers peering into the unified field. We are part of the unified field. Every person is an infinite being in this field. And as we sit and think, every thought is energy, and it creates a wave in the unified field. It ripples through all the layers of ego, intellect, mind, senses, and matter. It spreads out in wider and wider circles. We are radiating energy. Our thoughts have an effect on everything. When our consciousness is fragmented by negative thoughts, it starts a war in the mind-body system, and Chopra believes it's the chief cause of all illness. To begin a foundation for healing, a level of total, deep relaxation is important for curing any disorder. The underlying concept is that the body knows how to maintain balance when we're thrown off by disease. Therefore, if one wants to restore the body's own healing ability, everything should be done to bring it back into balance. This is why his approach to healing is, if we can successfully restore balance to our body and mind, then our immune system will respond and healing will occur. Chopra shares that for years he was haunted by the memory of one of his first patients. It was a peasant farmer whose drinking had gotten out of hand to the point where his family deserted him. His son dropped him off at the hospital where Chopra was working, and the patient thought, "This is where I'm going to die." Every evening, Dr. Chopra would stop by to chat with this gentleman and the patient, and he got to know and respect each other. When Chopra was transferred to another hospital for only about a month, the patient said that now he had nothing to live for and he would die. But Jehovah said he'd be back and he couldn't die until he comes back to see him again. Well, a month later, when he returned, he found the patient was just skin and bones and barely alive. The patient looked at Dr. Chopra and said, "You have come back. You said I could not die without seeing you again, and now I see you." And he closed his eyes and died. Chopra felt it was one of the most important experiences in his life. At first, he had lingering guilt that this man suffered so much during that month. But then he was seeing what he described as the ability of our innate intelligence to do what we want. He had offered love to this man, and it gave him the energy to live until they were reunited. He firmly believes that what you see, you become is a truth that shapes our whole being. Said another way, it is done unto you as you believe. KKRN is a community radio station. It's supported by listeners and a team of volunteers who keep everything organized and running well. You're invited to support this amazing group by sending a donation of any amount to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or look for the donate button on the website. We also love donations of cars and trucks and boats or even motorcycles through the website careasy.org. And if you have any questions, just give us a call, 1-855-500-7433. The second book is Becoming Supernatural, How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon by Dr. Joe Dispenza. So who is Dr. Joe? He's a doctor, a scientist, and a modern-day mystic who draws upon diverse fields of rock-solid science such as epigenetics, molecular biology, neurocardiology, and quantum physics. His work has opened the door to bold new paradigms of personal empowerment, a way of thinking and living based on what we sense is possible in our lives. His style is simple, straightforward, and very easy to understand. Dr. Joe writes that everything in our material universe, including us, is composed of energy and is always emitting light and information. There's actually a piece of equipment that can measure the emission of photons, minute energy packets that are emitted from our body. It can determine whether a person is building a light field of light around them or diminishing their own light. When more light is emitted, there's more energy and more life. It's called coherent energy because it carries information that causes the environment within and around us to give instruction to other cells and energies in our body. Dr. Joe did a large research project using college students who were doing meditation. He found that the energy developed during meditation had measurable effects, and after a period of time, students experienced significant changes that improved their health. The scientific research is in the book, so if you want to know the particulars, be sure and read it. His research demonstrates that various types of meditation keep us in the present moment, and no matter how bad things get, we have the power within to change them. To be truly in the present moment, when we let go of memories, stop romancing the past, or the horrors of the past, or the routines we've created, and instead if we open up to new ideas, we are open to experience something greater. As a metaphysical instructor, I'm always reminding my students of the importance of being in the present moment. It's this moment, right here and now, where you're listening to my voice, where you're feeling your body in the chair, where your feet are on the ground, not thinking about this morning's breakfast or tonight's dinner, just being here in this moment. In the present moment, there's nothing to fear. No harm is coming to you. So let go of thoughts about the past or the yet-to-be future. Just be right here, right now, and know you are safe. In one of my classes on Eckhart Tolle's book, Be Here Now, I ask students to break up into groups of three and decide who is A, B, or C. I handed each student a piece of chartboard paper about 2 feet by 3 feet and a marker. I asked them to draw a circle in the middle of the paper about a foot and a half in diameter, and then A is to hand the paper to B. B asks A, "What things from your past do you spend a lot of time thinking about or worrying about or feeling sorry about?" And whatever A, the owner of the paper, says, B writes it at the bottom of the paper outside the circle. The paper is passed to C, who asks A, the owner, "What things about the future do you spend a lot of time concerned about or worried about?" Whatever A says gets written at the top of the paper outside the circle. The paper is then given back to A. When all members of the group have done this, I ask them to line up, stand up and line up, so they can lay their paper down on the floor in front of them with the future comments at the top and the past comments at the bottom. I ask them to now step into the circle. The circle represents the present moment, the only moment there is. The past is gone and the future is not here yet. This is the only moment there is, and now you have a choice. You can choose to waste your precious creative energy by dwelling on the past or the future, or use your precious creative energy to enjoy the present moment, and see yourself in the future of your choice. Your choice, not based on worry or fear. As they pondered that for a couple minutes, I handed out a regular piece of paper and asked that they write a clear statement about how life is in the future of their choice. What do they intend? What do they see? How does it feel? Now, how does it really feel? And then cross out the worries about the future on the paper and write down their statement in the circle. It's true. Our future is based upon our emotionally filled desires that we have in the present moment. This is the quantum world Dr. Joe talks about. It's also called the fifth dimension. It's that invisible field of energy that exists beyond time and space, and we have access to it through our intended reality. Using the breath is another technique to create a more powerful electromagnetic field around us. His popular meditation program called The Blessing of the Energy Centers shows you how to program the body's energy centers. There are many stories in the book that provide good examples of how this works. Now, perhaps you've heard of the Heart Math Institute. Their researchers discovered that when our heart is in a state of coherence or harmonious rhythm, we radiate a greater electromagnetic signal into the environment, and this signal can be detected by others as well as animals. Researchers found that the heart generates the strongest magnetic field in our body, and it can be measured several feet away. But I bet you already knew that as you meet people and you want to get closer or move back. Dr. Joe's organization has partnered with the Heart Math Institute. They believe that in order to create a new future, a person needs to bring a clear intention to mind with an elevated emotion. It's combining an intention with an emotion that can change our biological energy, and that changes our lives. It moves from perhaps being stuck in a familiar past to living a new future. You know, every time we bring our state of being to the present moment, we open up our hearts to an elevated state that connects us to a love of life, a joy for existence, an inspiration to enjoy this great state of living, you know, a state of gratitude and a level of kindness towards others. The challenge is to carry that energy with us throughout the day, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Then when things happen that are upsetting, we can demonstrate inner peace rather than being reactionary. So little by little, we contribute to breaking the cycle of anger, frustration, or violence. By tempering our reactive behavior, we begin to teach our body to understand what our mind now intellectually understands. In all of his years of teaching people about personal transformation, Dr. Joe recognized that no one changes until they change their energy. No one changes until they change their energy. And to demonstrate that takes awareness, intent, staying present with constant attention to our inner state. The more knowledge we have about the power of our mind and the science behind how things work, the more we can understand our unlimited potential. We individually contribute to the Earth's energetic field. Just like dropping pebbles into a still pond, we see the waves of energy flow outward. We can contribute large, positive, life-affirming energy levels into the field and enjoy the results. Dr. Joe believes there is a self-organizing intelligence that is energy, and it is observing all of the universe and galaxies in order. It may sound a bit unscientific, but he says, what happened after the Big Bang? Order or disorder? Why has so much order been created? He believes some intelligence must be organizing its energy and matter into form, and unifying all the forces of nature to create what he calls this universe of a masterpiece. That intelligence, that energy, is the quantum or unified field. As we learn from Dr. Chopra, the quantum field is not empty. It's an infinite field filled with the frequency of energy. All frequency carries information, so think of the quantum field as being filled with infinite amounts of energy vibrating beyond the physical world, invisible waves of energy available to us to use in creation. The quantum field is the state in which all possibilities exist, and we exist simply as an awareness or as a consciousness. Specifically, an awareness that is paying attention to or observing a field of infinite possibilities existing within an even greater consciousness, a greater level of energy. How do we turn this potential into reality in this three-dimensional world of matter? Well, it requires two things: a clear intention and an elevated emotion. Your clear intention is exactly what it sounds like. You have to get clear on what it is that you want to create. Those thoughts which make up your intention are the electrical charge that you're sending out into the unified field. Combining that intention with an elevated emotion such as love, gratitude, inspiration, joy, awe, or just wonder at this whole process. And that sends a magnetic charge also out into the unified field. And together it produces a new electromagnetic field, our own signal that we're broadcasting that attracts those electromagnetic frequencies. In the field that are a vibrational match, it attracts those energy frequencies that are a vibrational match, a match between your energy and any potential that already exists. We begin to draw that new experience to us. It finds us as we're creating a vortex of energy into our future. We don't have to work on it. We don't have to go anywhere. We just have to become pure consciousness and shift our energy. We literally tune into the energy of a new future as the unified field responds to it. Dr. Joe offers a meditation to help you to get clear on a potential experience you'd like to have. And you can download his MP3. It's called Tuning In to New Potentials from Dr. Joe's website, drjoedispenza.com. It helps to tune into the energy or frequency in the quantum field. Once you have the new experience you want to create, assign a capital letter to it and then write that letter down on a piece of paper. The letter symbolizes the specific possibility in your life. Just the act of writing it down solidifies it in your mind. Now assign meaning to it. Refine statements, at least four of them. For instance, if your intention is to have a new job or a great job, the statement by me might be, making X dollars more than I'm making now, managing my own team of professionals, having exceptional health benefits, making a difference in the world. Next to those, write down the emotions you will feel when that has happened. You might write, empowered, grateful, free, in love with life, joyful, worthy. You know, the word gratitude is a powerful emotion to use because normally we feel gratitude after we receive something. So the emotional signature of gratitude means it's already happened. But when you're thankful, you're in the ultimate state to receive. So sit back and embrace gratitude, and you'll find your body begins to believe that it's in that future reality, in the present moment. I encourage you to try that. This is not an intellectual process. Dr. Joe says it's a visceral one. You have to really feel those emotions. On page 101, he outlines how our energy gets stuck in various places in our body. And when energy is stuck, it can't flow to those higher centers. Since emotions are energy, those emotions get stuck in different places in the body, and it inhibits our evolution. For instance, the energy around competition, control, impatience gets stuck in the stomach area. Guilt, shame, unworthiness, lack, it gets stuck in the intestinal area. Actually, there are several books published about this. For instance, linking a body problem with a probable cause, like hip problems, are often linked to the fear of going forward in major decisions, or a belief that there's nothing to move forward to. Then it offers a new thinking pattern that can help relieve and possibly cure the problem. For instance, for a hip problem, one can meditate on this. I am in perfect balance. I move forward in life with ease and grace and with joy at every age. I feel better already. For shoulder problems, the probable cause is carrying burdens in life or an inability to carry out our experience in life joyfully. So she encourages, she is Louise Hay, meditate on this. I choose to allow all my experiences to be joyous and loving. And for more information on this mind-body connection, check out a book by Louise Hay. It's called You Can Heal Your Life. The future of humanity does not rest on one person or leader. It requires the evolution of a new collective consciousness, because it's through our interconnectedness that we can change the course of history. So Dr. Joe's book includes a meditation for healing the earth. He says, imagine if we all set aside a specific time where together we consciously become aware of the space around our heart and then increase our energy sensation of love. Then as we hold on to that emotion, slowly bring our thought, our consciousness, to surround the entire earth and then place it in our heart as we radiate love to the earth. He believes through meditations like this, humanity is truly on the verge of a great evolutionary leap, and that we're going through initiation this past year with COVID as an example. We're moving through a rite of passage from one level of awareness to another. It's challenging us to go deeper, recognizing who we truly are, so we can grow into our greater potential. It's time for all of us to move from a state of surviving to a state of thriving. I hope you enjoyed hearing about quantum healing from both these amazing authors, the field of mind-body medicine and techniques for creating a future you love. And if you're skeptical, then experiment with it. Prove it to yourself and then share it with your friends and family. Consciously use it for good in your life and the lives of everyone you love. And for those you don't love, heck, use it for their good anyway. It's time. You can do it. And so it is.